welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 543. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Haley and the Crushers. The song is called Jacaranda, and that's available in a couple different ways. You can find that as a two-song 7-inch that was released last year on Retta Records with some help from Surf and Kai, or it's coming out as part of a 5-song CD EP called Fun Size, which will be out February 19th on Rumbar Records. That 5-track EP includes both the songs from the 7-inch as well as a couple of bonus tracks, including a cover of a Ramones song. And that song there is fantastic, and it's just a great power pop band based out of San Luis Obispo. Couldn't be happier to find more releases from them on the way soon. Well, I've got music for you this week, lots of it, so let's play it. This is a band called Protex. The song is called I Can't Cope.
Exploded you, my daddy. He says
definitely spent some time with the needle and the red on that one, but that wasn't me. That was the way it was recorded, the garage that these guys inhabit. That is the White Wires. They are from Ottawa, Ontario. The song I played there is Did You Forget My Name? That was on the band's second album, WW2, which came out December of 2011 on Dirt Nap Records. Heard about that band on a club night, picked up that album, and I'm happy I did. I might go back and pick up WW1 or maybe WW3 next. Let me know which one is better. Before that, we heard from Protex, the song I Can't Cope. That was the A-side of the band's 7-inch, which came out in 1979, that band based in Belfast, Northern Ireland. I picked up both of the band's first 7-inches on a Discord shopping spree the other day, and I figured that's the track I like best there. A little bit of mod revival, if you ask me. A little less punk than the first 7-inch. Anyway, more music's coming. Let's just keep going here. Let's dip into some bubblegum, though. This is Groovy Ghoulies with the song Save Your Good Lovin' For Me.
I'm gone.
Don't worry, we're going to tie this last one in. Just give me a moment to get there. We started that set off there with Groovy Ghoulies, not the pop-punk band from Sacramento, but the cartoon band from 1970-1971. Definitely a ripoff of the Archies, definitely good stuff. The song there is Save Your Good Lovin' For Me, and that was released originally on a 1970 album, though just re-released in 2020 by Real Gone Music. A couple of tracks on there are very nice. I like that one a lot, but I like Bubblegum. And speaking of Bubblegum, we're going to go straight to the Bay City Rollers after that. That is Saturday Night, originally released in 1974. Actually, a version before that as well with a different lead singer, but that version originally released in 1974. I picked that up on the 1977 Greatest Hits album released on Arista. That is not a good album. You know, I went searching for the band's last album, and one of the ones released is The Rollers, which I was told was like a secret power pop gem. I couldn't find that, but realized I didn't have the Greatest Hits. Maybe I need to spend more time with them, remember my childhood, and frankly, there's a couple of good songs, but they were never written by the band. That one there, written by Phil Coulter and Bill Martin. Just a good song, though. The rest of the, we'll see. Maybe I'll find that hidden power pop gem and we'll feature that in the future. And then we ended things there with Beverly Williams with the song Too Bad He's Bad. That was actually recorded in about 1965, but never released until about 2009. I picked that up on a 2020 compilation called She's All Right With Me, Girl Group Sounds USA 1961 to 1968, released on Ace Records. I think Ace let us down a few weeks ago, but this one is a good compilation. And how does that fit with the others? Well, that song was actually written by Mark Barkin, who worked in a number of genres, but was known for writing Tra-La-La, the Banana Splits theme song, and being kind of the musical supervisor for that program as well. And that's Bubblegum, just as pure as Bay City Rollers or Groovy Ghoulies. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We got more music now here. We're going to slip into a band called Gum Country. The song is called Brain Song.
I'm riding the air. drives, cross lives are disconnected.
That is Sweeping Promises from Boston, Massachusetts. The song is called Out Again, and it's on the album Hunger for a Way Out, which came out August of last year on Feel It Records. I found that one on somebody's best of list, and I liked the track there, so I picked up the album. I must have listened to that album like 8 times, and frankly, the songs were all fine, but none of them were great. So your mileage may vary on that one. And then before that, we heard from Gum Country with the song Brain Song. That is on the band's album Somewhere, which came out June of last year on Kingfisher Blues, Dinosaur City, and Waterslide Records. That's a lot of people involved in that one. The band from Los Angeles, California, and one that was recommended to me by Spotify. I'm not a Spotify listener, but I gave all of my top, 50 songs or whatever I put in, top 35, I guess, songs I put in there for people to listen to while they read about my thoughts, and it said, you should listen to this too, and I thought, okay, and I listened to one song, and I liked it, so I got the album, and you know what? It's kind of like the last one. I listened to it a whole lot. All the songs were fine. Some of them were good, but nothing really stood out there. So, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Anyway, we're out of time here, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 543. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sid Much Rock. Last track I'm going to play for you today is a track by Lucky Malice. The song is called Revolt, and it's on the band's album Magnetic, which came out November of last year on their own label, Tona Holet Krapist. I don't know. The band's from Norway in Østfold. This is a band that, I don't know, I've liked their previous records, and I didn't realize this one had come out until I saw it on a best of list and went and picked that one up. This track is definitely a winner. And there's a few other ones that are winners, too, overall. Like I say, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. So this is a good one. As I said, it's called Revolt. The band is Lucky Malice. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.